HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I am Prasun, and I'm back with another episode of
Tech Central, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot
topic in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it. It's time for another TikTok update. So Donald Trump made the US ban of TikTok official this week, meaning your favorite short video platform is in even more trouble now. To be clear, the US hasn't banned the app yet, but Trump signed an executive order this past week that gives the company 45 days. So TikTok has to sell its US business to Microsoft or some other US company within 45 days, or it will be banned. The same ultimatum holds for WeChat as well. And in all of this, I was wondering, what are TikTok's employees doing during all this time? And especially the ones in India, because the app is not functional in India at this point. So it seems like they don't have work, right? So I actually spoke to one of my sources, and he said that all the moderators who moderate the content on TikTok, many of them have been put on a process that trains the AI that is also used for moderation. So all social media platforms use AI. And it's not surprising, because every decision that a human moderator makes to moderate content does actually help train the AI as well. But it's kind of dystopian if you think about it, that so many people are just sitting and training an AI at this point. Now that's of course the side of the moderators. There are people inside TikTok who are literally getting sleepless nights right now. TikTok founder Zhang Yiming sent a letter to his employees this past week, and he told them exactly this, while also reassuring all of them that things will be better soon. In fact, my source also said that they get regular communication from the global arm of the company saying that work is on to restore balance to TikTok's world, so to speak. Now, you know, a company as big as ByteDance is not going to just deal with every country separately now. It's pretty clear that the example set by US and India can be followed by others. For example, Japan is said to be already considering a ban. So, ByteDance will look for an overall solution. And the Financial Times reported this past week that five sources told them that Microsoft may be planning to buy the India arm of TikTok as well. The talks are very preliminary and they may not happen, and TikTok has already started telling advertisers in the US to sort of prepare for a ban. But this essentially would mean that Microsoft would tell the Indian government that, listen, we take responsibility for the data, and that could get the Indian government to also sort of lift the ban. In the meanwhile, Microsoft is also in talks with ShareChat to invest $100 million in the Indian social network. Now, ShareChat and ByteDance are technically competing companies. ShareChat has an app called Moj, which is basically a TikTok alternative. And ShareChat itself is a competitor for Hello, which is owned by ByteDance. In fact, ByteDance has made Hello primarily to compete with ShareChat. So you can see how preliminary the talks are right now. What is clear is that TikTok is not coming back for the next 45 days for sure. And while experts and people who are in the know of all of this, they do expect that TikTok will be back, it will still be quite a bit of time before they return. So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.